The Coast Guard lifted an order restricting movement of Shell's Kulick drill rig this morning. Petty Officer David Mosley says the company had to provide information about assessments of the rig and their tow plan to the Coast Guard for review.
The inspection, its seaworthiness was done by industry class certification. They are the experts on those type of vessels. They inspected. They gave us their inspection for review so we can understand what they found, if there was any concerns or not that needed to be addressed prior to it being able to be transferred or transported from Kaluta Bay.
Now that the captain of port order has been lifted, Shell is free to start towing the rig whenever it sees fit. It's not clear when that will be, but Mosley says the Coast Guard will be notified.
We will know once they start that transit, and we will monitor it as they make their transit to Unalaska.
For now, the rig is anchored in Kaluta Bay on the south side of Kodiak Island. That's where two of the tugs that will be towing the Kulick to Unalaska collided on Friday afternoon. While working in close proximity, the Corb and Foss ran into the port side of the Ocean Wave. Petty Officer Mosley says there were no injuries and the damage was minimal. But the Marine Safety Detachment in Kodiak inspected both vessels.
When we have an incident with reported damage that could impact the vessel, we will, as the Coast Guard, want to ensure the safety of that vessel and the crew on board. So we will provide an inspection and an investigation into the incident to include things like drug testing of the crew, taking down statements of what was going on at the time. So we get a clear understanding of what was going on to see if there was anything that might need to be addressed in the future with similar operations.
The Ocean Wave is still tied up at the dock in Kodiak. The Corb and Foss is with the rig in Kaluta Bay.